Now let me tell you something. Do you know what's going on? What's going on in Rosh Hashanah? Yeah. Give me a Rambam, the Zikin. Rosh Hashanah, the high point of Rosh Hashanah is Malchus Achronos Shofros. Now, even without the Psukim, if you look in the Sugyas in the Rishonim, you'll see, Rashi says it, but Pharaoh, the other Rishonim say, not only are the Psukim Malchus Achronos Shofros, Rashi says in Rosh Hashanah, the Tkiyas, there are three lines. Right, you need to have 9 kilos. 9 kilos. And the 9 kilos are, why 9? What's 9 kilos? Where do you get the number 9? It's a funny number. Where do you get 9? Shema teisha kilos b'yoyim yotza. Where do you get the have a more Rosh Hashanah. Where do you get the funny number of 9? Usually have a number of 10. Asur Mamorois, Asur Sadibris. What's a 9? Right? What's a 9? Where does the 9 come from? Yeah, where is the number 9? Where does the 9 come from? So it says over here, Misha Berach, he davened already. Then he found the shofar. Tekeya Maria, Tekeya, Shalosh Pomim. Shalosh Pomim. Rashi says, there's no 9. It's not true, it's not 9. What is it? It's 3 times 3. What's 3 lines of 3? You learn that from Psukim. Rashi said, "Tekeya Maria, Tekeya b'shvil Malchus, v'chem b'shvil Zechronos, v'chem b'shvil Shofros." Amazing. You davened already, right? There's 3 lines, not 9. There's 3 lines. Each line, one line is Malchus, and one line is Achronis, one line is Shofros. Now, what's the pshat? He's davened already. He's saying, like, Tamakra. It's amazing Rashi over here. That the etzem chefs of the Tkiyas, right, b'shvil Malchus, chem b'shvil Achronis, or chem b'shvil Shofros. And that's pshat, when you don't, on Shabbos, it's a zichron truah. Right? That the real Malchus is a tkiyah. And the psukim are a zichron truah. And there's 3 different lines over here. Three lines. As a matter of fact, the Machabishit is, if I'm not mistaken, by each bracha, you blow tarat. Tarat, tarat, tarat. You're not gaining anything because you're not saying tashat. No, they say tarat, tarat, tarat. One is Malchus, and one is Achronis, one is Shofros. Etzemat Kiyah has a shame Malchus on it. Etzemat Kiyah, the shame is Achronis and shame Shofros. Amazing. That'll take off a question that's a 3. We do 30 colors. We're not sure what the real true is. Now think of it. Tosis has a question. You blow tashrat three times, tashrat three times, tarat three times. I can save you a couple of tkiyas. You don't know which is the real one. Tashrat or tarat, tashat, you don't know. The last one of tashrat, the last key of tashrat, and the first key of tashat, one is extra. You make a tnai. You'd say, if I need that tashrat, the key should be for tashrat. If it's the real one is tarat, it should be the first one of tarat. Should I save myself one key? Then the next time you also want key to save yourself. If it's tashat or tarat, the last one, don't do it. Make it nice. Make one. The answer is you can't. Why? Because the third line is shayfus. Right? The third line. And the third line is shayfus. And the first line of tashat is malchus. Right? Malchus, each line is malchus running the shayfus. So you can't do it. It's different. It's like mishanim at beish atochachon. In the bracha you can't do it, right? You can't make the last key of the first set and the first key of the next set. This is malchus. This is shayfus. This is malchus.
Why should it be tonight?
It's the same different words. You don't hear it. I hear it. Same different words. What's this all about? Why are you doing all these malchus and shayfus? And what does shayfus mean? I said last, what does shayfus mean? Right. It's a big mistake I saw in the Sifrei Chaim and other places there. What's shayfus mean? So the one who explains the whole thing is a sefer which used to be used in Europe very, very much, but then it stopped being used for some reason, called the Akedah. As a matter of fact, back to the Frank Lerama, we have David Armor, Akedah, Sefer Akedah Yitzchak, it's called. He explains the whole thing beautifully. He says, it's Yom HaDin. It's a Yom HaDin, and your job is to get a good din. Schusim. You have to look for schusim. Machas or Chiron and Shofris are three ways of getting schusim. What does Malchus mean? The Mekabel Malchusoi. It's like, you say, Hayim Haras Olam, Hayim Yamed Bamishpot, Chol Yitzri Olamim, Im Kavonim, Rachmenu Karachim Rav Albonim, Im Kavonim, Einin Al-Chos Sluyos. In Mekal Malchusa, we're saying, Hashem, we're giving ourselves up. Now judge us. By doing that, you're starting off the right track. Not running after you and catching you. Right? Then you're in trouble. Right? You're giving yourself up, and Mekabel is Malchus, Mekabel is Mishpat, that's Onceus. Zechroinos, you mentioned all this chusim of Matan Torah, of Tkiyas by Matan Torah, of the Akedah Yitzchak. That's again, you're looking for chusim. What shayfus? Shayfus is Isiris. You're doing tshuva. Is shayfus means doing tshuva? You say, I'm scared. I'm very scared. I'm trembling. That's the first step of tshuva. What's the first step of tshuva? Ulu shenem mishinaschem. I'm very nervous. I'm very scared. And it's the first step of tshuva. That's another schus. Malchus, you're accepting the malchusai. You're accepting his din. Whatever you use paskin, I'm a kabbal. Secondly, you mentioned all the schus of Matan Torah. These are all limud schus, that's what Akedah says. This is all, and shayfus is, I'm scared. But these are various I did. I'm very scared. So all these things, our Shoshana, the mitzvah is to look for schusim. Look for schusim. You eat this thing, you eat that, you eat what sign. And you keep away from mentioning any avera. But that's not a schus, that's the opposite. Chas v'shalom. You have to look for schusim. Our Shoshana, Asher Shemei Tshuva. There's a Rambam, everybody does chesed. And I think, check me out. There are less guys walking out of the shir crawling like wood on doing a search me tshuva. Am I right or wrong, huh? Anyway, look for schusim. That's what Akeda says. Malchus is schusim, Zechron is schusim, Shofus is schusim. You said Yom Niroim, scary days. What's scary about? We're getting scary. Who scared you? The Shofus scared you. The Shofus scared you. That's the job. Woke up. At least they said that's what Yom Niroim. If somebody doesn't do tshuva, right on Shoshana Yom Kippur, so he's not now Yotze Shofar, because the Shofar didn't wake him up. The Shofar is supposed to wake him up. As a matter of fact, is a brach, one of the nusach of the brach is the Shmaya Bikol Shofar. I mean the Shmaya Bikol Shofar? Not the head of Shofar. What does Bikol mean? Obey. Obey. What was the command of the Shofar? You have to obey, huh? Wake up, guess. Be frightened. Now, to tell you something very important over here. That if you look in the whole davening, right, so what is the main bakasha? What is the main bakasha? So some say Kiddush Hashem, I don't see that at all. What do I say in the, what's the main bakasha? Over and over again, huh? Zachrenu l'chaim, right? Chasvenu b'sefer l'chaim. Chaim, 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 chaim. Right. You say, Tichtevenu b'sefer l'chaim. Amantcha l'kim chaim. Chasvenu l'chaim toivim. The main thing is chaim, 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 chaim. That's what you ask for. Right. L'chaim v'lo l'moves. The main request is Chaim. Chasvenu b'sefer Chaim mantcha l'kim Chaim. Everything is Chaim, Chaim, Chaim. Chaim l'olamoves. Miyichye miyomus. Right. Asking for Chaim. Chasvenu b'sefer Chaim. Maybe Chaim would wish, he would say, Shnas Chaim v'shalom. That was his bracha. Shnas Chaim v'shalom. That's the Rav also copied him and Shnas Chaim v'shalom. Chaim, Chaim, Chaim. He's asking for Chaim all the time. Right. Now what does Chaim mean? It depends for whom. Depends for whom. You have regular people. You have different kind of people. There's a Rambam in Hilchos Seach. He says he describes certain kind of people. Right. Talmud Shagola, Lori Miklot. Talmud kills somebody by mistake. He goes to Lori Miklot. Megalin Rabboi Imoi. The Rebbe has to go to Golos. Why do you have to go to Golos for? Shneemar V'chai. Asay Loi Kedei Shiyichye. Yeah, so he's alive. What do you mean? He's saving him. Now he has two kinds of people over here. You have three kinds, regular people. We have Chaye Balya Chochma Umavaksheho. What's Balya Chochma? What's Balya Chochma mean? A Lamdan, the Rebbe. He's a Lamdan. Chaye Balya Chochma Umavaksheho. What does Vaksheho mean? Doesn't know anything, just started Shia. Doesn't know a thing. But Vaksheho. But Loi Talmud is Kemisa Chashuvim. Kemisa Chashuvim. So by depends, by Bali Chochma, and by Mvaksheha, what are they asking Rosh Hashanah, huh? They're asking that they should have understand the share, have a good Rebbe, have a good Chavrusa, right? And the Rebbe also says, Talmidim, Rab Shagala, Megal Nishivasa Imoi, right? My Talmidim Yasimikulam. So when you ask for Chaim, it depends who's asking over here. You have a Chazal. Yeah, what's Chazal about fish in the water and the so it's not I remember there was a Rav said a drasha, a fantastic drasha, and the RCA rabbi spoke after him. Thank you, Rebbe, so much for the intellectual delights. You're the kosher delight and flatbush? Intellectual delights. That's what you say. It's not intellectual delights, it's jerk. It's chayim. Right, so perish me mechokha, perish me nachayim. That Ram says, kemisa chashuvo. It's mamash, it's interesting. The Gemara says that the Pelda Gemara, the Taz has on this. It says Gemara Megillah. It's brought down a Shulchan Aruch. That Godel Talmud Torah Me'atzos Nefashis. Godel Talmud Me'atzos Nefashis. Pashis Gemara means that you have money. I have a ballot in the forthcoming Megid. You have money for a kollel, right? And you have money. A guy had a stroke in intensive care, and yeah, you're short of money to keep the unit open for another week, or to pay the kollel for another week. Close intensive care, right? What's more, say Megillah, Gdola, Talmud Torah, Me'atzos Nefashis. You learn that from Mordechai. The Taz says, how is it possible? The Taz says, it means someone had the opportunity to save somebody, and someone didn't have the opportunity. So, but he learned, he's bigger. But of course, if you have in front of you the both of them, Vali Al-Masla, you have to go save the guy. But not so push it. To look at the Taz, Biza Marshal, not so push it. I have in my Megid, that no names mentioned, there was a time during the end of the Second World War when the Nazis were losing, and Weissmandel, the big tzaddik, got them convinced that to sell Jews, $50 a Jew, and giving the Jews, they won't kill them. And he bluffed them along. He didn't have that money. Whatever money he could get, he got. So he approached the Zionist leadership who had the money. And they wouldn't give the money. Anyway, so he sent a message to America. All the yeshivas closed. All the yeshivas, Bissakov, we went on the subways collecting money to buy Jews. All the yeshivas closed. One Rosh Yeshiva said, nothing doing. Right? Lives had been killed. Gdaila Talmud Torah Me'atzos Nefashis. Talmud Torah, the Rabbim especially. He kept the yeshiva open. Right. What's the pshat? How could that be? How could that be? What's the answer? What's your answer? What's your answer? This is a... It's not Gdoila Talmud Torah, the Me'atzos Nefashis. Gdoila Me'atzos Nefashis of Talmud Torah, Me'atzos Nefashis. It's all Me'atzos, that's a pshat. It's all Me'atzos Nefashis. It's this. He says, Chai Bal Yachochm Umvaksheho. Beloy Talmud, Kamisa. So it's not pshat is that Talmud Torah is bigger than Hatzos Nefashis. Hatzos Nefashis is bigger than Hatzos Nefashis. It's a source of fascists. Guy doesn't know how to learn, right? I remember one Rosh Hashanah attack, I missed the minyan in yeshiva where I was. So I went to Davmar Rav Avigdor Miller. He was saying his shiur before mincha. So he was telling his balabatim they should take off at least a day, one day a week from work. Just take off a day to learn. And if you don't take off a day, you are a piece of meat. You don't understand that. That's a source of fascists, right? You are. That's what he said. It's 100% right. So those can be saying chashuvim. That's what he's saying. Not by everybody. See, Ram didn't say by everybody. That's the thing. He says, Chai balya chokhmo. Uvaksheho. B'lei Talmud k'misa chashuvim. So the first psak I told you about that yeshiva, they're mevaksheho. Vaks by them, without Talmud k'misa. He was saying to everybody, they're pieces of meat. He was very nice that day. He meant pray for meat. That's what he really meant over there. He was being nice, Rosh Hashanah. But k'misa chashuvim. Anyway, so you have in mind the whole Rosh Hashanah, I was misspelled like a maniac. Rav Soloveitchik had cancer, stomach cancer. And every Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, he shouldn't come back to cancer. And he was very nervous about it also. His son-in-law told me he's the most x-rayed man in history. Whenever he had a stomach ache, he ran to be x-rayed again. You hear that? And he was very nervous about it. But Baruch Hashem, it never came back. And that was my whole Rosh Hashanah. It wasn't so much about him, it was about me. It was about me, you understand? I'm not saying Bali Chochmah, which I, when you're not here, I'll say I am, right? But Vaksheh, I certainly am. And without Chochmah, without, Vaksheh, what's it worth over here? K'misa Chashuvim. So therefore, when I tell you Shnas Chaim V'Shalom, Chaim said, I mean you should start learning.